Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog. It comes by really simple syndication. You can even get the software right there at my website. It's always fun to have our good friend Robert Dylan Schneider back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's a good friend of ours. He's a good friend of yours, too, even if you don't know it yet. He's one of the outstanding public relations business strategists in the world. He's an outstanding author. I've got so many books here that he's written, including Moses CEO, including 50 Plus, including his brand new one, A Time for Heroes. I think he's written something under 20 books, sold something under 10 million copies worldwide. He's our good friend. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show, especially on Columbus Day.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, and it's good to have you here on this day. Bob, was Columbus a hero?
Where would we be if Columbus hadn't done what he did? But absolutely, Columbus worked against adversity. Columbus was a small businessman. Columbus figured out how to get the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Right. He did it with somebody else's money, like most of us do at the beginning, right?
OPM, he did it. That's right. very smart guy. But Columbus helped discover America, and despite all the revisionist history, he's the man.
Well, you know, the thing is when you accomplish something, if nobody knows about it, you know, maybe that's an accomplishment, maybe it's not. But in the modern world, you need people to know about it if you accomplish something. And those who had gone before didn't have nearly as good a PR as Columbus did they?
Columbus has had a great public relations machine underway now for, well, a number of years, and it's worked out pretty well. But just imagine had he not done this. You know, every day we're discovering new things. If you just look at the front page of the paper, you'll find, you know, things being discovered, whether it's in the medical area, education, or whatever. So Columbus is really a groundbreaker.
You know who the heroes were to me of that trip, though? I mean, Columbus has his own, you know, and of course, as you say, he has his detractors, especially those of who are, you know, Native Americans. A lot of those, especially the folks from the islands, they have their opinions about Columbus. But to me, the real heroes were the men who came with him, because they didn't, you know, I mean, maybe they thought they were going to get riches, but basically they were following a guy off the end of the earth as far as they knew.
They really were. And in those days, being in a ship aboard the high seas and not knowing what was going to happen must have been really a chilling experience. But there were people that had the gumption and the guts and the will to go out and do it, and they did. And that's really what America is all about today. Columbus, in many ways, set the tone for us.
Have you ever seen one of those ships? Have you ever been in a replica of one of his ships?
I have. They're not very big. I'm not sure I'd take one out myself.
There was one that came by once on a waterway near me, and the Pinta. It was a model of the Pinta, and the thing was tiny.
Very small ship. People in close quarters.
About 90 feet long. That was it.
That was about it, exactly. But Columbus did it, and I give him a lot of credit for it, and his people did it.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, one of the things one of the people you interviewed in your book is somebody who is one of my favorite people, and I know you agree with me, and that's Steve Forbes.
Oh, sure. No question about it.
And here's what he said about heroes. I'm going to read this from Bob's book, A Time for Heroes, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Forbes said, and my audience knows Steve well, because in addition to whether you've seen him at other times, Steve is a regular guest on this show. Steve says, heroes are people who perform extraordinary deeds or provide extraordinary, selfless examples. They go beyond what is expected, and they have the character and stamina to stick with something.
That's exactly what a hero is. It's somebody that puts everybody's interests ahead of their own, has the character and stamina to stick with something, and does the right thing. There are a lot of heroes out there today, Jim.
See, I think he was describing, in my opinion, and knowing a little bit about Steve, as you do, you know, if you had said to him, well, that sounds like the American entrepreneur, he'd have said, yeah, that's exactly who I'm talking about.
Well, that's the small business person. That's the person that's making the economy run and the system go in the United States. That's the person that's going to help recover in Katrina.
You know, exactly. And And you know, Bob, when I think about America's small business owners, America's entrepreneurs, you know, we're a lot like Columbus. We believe in things that, other people haven't seen yet. We think we've seen things that that have yet been seen by others, and we're willing to put everything, in Columbus's case, his life, on the line to accomplish those things.
That's the nature of America right now. It's a country that is prepared to step out, take a chance, take a gamble, and that's one of the reasons we've prospered as well as we have.
Well, and you know, Bob, as you've heard me say before, I've been saying this now for since the last century. The 21st century, as much wonderful entrepreneurship as there was in the 20th century, I think we haven't seen anything yet compared to what we're seeing and are going to see in the 21st century. I think it is the century of the entrepreneur.
I think you're right, Jim. I think the tools that are being provided to the entrepreneurs, the technological tools, the financial tools, the management tools, the tools that you make available on this show, frankly, through the guests, are ones that will help those entrepreneurs rise above others and do quite well. Entrepreneurs create business. They're the ones that really drive the big businesses in this country to work. As we all know, in the pharmaceutical industry, it's not the big pharma companies that invent the drugs.
That's right.
It's the small entrepreneurs.
Well,
in the tech industry, it's the same thing.
The SBA says 55% of all innovations in America are created by small businesses.
Now, that's how Hewlett and Packard started in their garage. They did it.
Absolutely.
They built a great company, but they started in a garage.
Did you know, and you probably knew this, this is something I've written about recently, Henry Ford was a home-based business owner. He built his first quadricycle in his garage.
Yeah, Henry Ford did that. There's so many people in this country who started from nothing and built it into something. And that's really the challenge that America has been able to address.
Bob, we've got about a minute before we go to a break. Introduce your own personal favorite hero.
Well, my own favorite hero, of course, is my dad. He was an extraordinary guy. He worked 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. He had one suit, wore a blue suit. At the end of about a year, it got shiny, and my mom used to say to him, "Jack, it's time to get a new suit," and he would go out and do it. And but this is a guy who put out a newspaper and stood for the right thing and raised his family and his kids the right way and did all the things that your listeners know about. And God, what a person to emulate. So he was my
hero. Yeah. Congratulations on that hero. Stand by, Bob. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, the book is A Time for Heroes by Robert L. Dillenschneider. That's Dillenschneider. It's almost as long as Blasting Game, isn't it? 20 after. Happy Columbus Day. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Ladies and gentlemen, I think if it's not today, it was yesterday. The 15th anniversary of the Dillenschneider Group. The company, the small business that Robert L. Dillenschneider founded 15 years ago. Bob, happy anniversary, baby.
Jim, I really appreciate it. It's great to be one day into my next year to be on your show to celebrate it. Thanks very much.
It doesn't get any better than this, does it, Bob?
Well, this is what small business is all about, and it's thrilling to be part of it and thrilling to try to move the country forward.
Well, I always like recognizing small business owners when they have a milestone, and 15 years, that's a pretty darn good milestone, Bob. Reflect back on the 15 years and talk to my audience a little bit about the good, the bad, and the ugly. What was a time when you didn't know if you were going to make it or not? Tell us about that.
Well, I'll never forget one time I was trying to get the Sears Roebuck account, and I thought I had it, and then all of a sudden it didn't happen, and the bottom had dropped out of my business, and I wondered what was going to happen.
Yeah.
But we came back, and as Dick Vermeil, the football coach, said,
yep. Mm-hmm.
If you don't invest very much, then defeat doesn't hurt very much.
Right.
And winning's not very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you recover from that setback?
How did I recover?
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my people. I said, you know, this didn't work out, so we're going to suck it up and do it again the next time. And we did it.
You know, one of the things somebody told me a long time ago, Bob, that really one of my, and I think back on my mentors, the people who taught me so much of the wisdom that I benefit from now, and they were my heroes as I was growing up. One of them said, one proposal is no proposal. And what he meant was, if you've only got one proposal out there, and you know, and that's the only one that anybody's considering, then basically you have no proposals out there, because when they say no, you're out of business. And obviously I know you didn't have just one proposal, but what I found is the best way to recover from a no is to be able to say, well, I'm expecting another answer in the next hour, or the next day, or the next week.
I think that's right. You should have all your hooks in the water all the time and continue to rebait them. And always remember the one rule, that the sale really begins when the customer says no.
Yep.
That's where you got to really start.
Yeah, because if it was easy, monkeys would be doing it.
They certainly would. But all business people, and I know you're celebrating them virtually every day on the show, are the ones that drive this country, and they're the ones that day after day, week after week, month after month, get those proposals out there and make a big difference.
Absolutely. Bob, your new book, A Time for Heroes, tell us where it's available, please.
Hopefully it's available on all bookstores. I know it's available on Amazon. There's word it's going to reach the LA Times bestseller list this weekend. I hope
I'm not surprised at all. Congratulations.
Well, I hope it happens, and I'll keep my fingers crossed.
A Time for Heroes. You know, Bob, and folks, of course, you've heard Bob on the show many times. You know what a quality guy is. This is an outstanding book. It's not only Bob's thoughts, but he's gathered together the thoughts of a lot of other people, and a lot of really important people that I think you probably admire, or you will once you get to know them in Bob's book. This is an outstanding holiday gift book, and I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. Bob, tell us about another hero of yours.
Well, I think one of the biggest heroes I have is Alex Haley. This is the guy that made Roots happen. But Haley was a black man, and he labored in the British Museum for over a decade with people ignoring him but trying to understand where he came from. And he finally figured out that he came from a tribe in Africa and had been brought to the United States as a slaver. And he figured out what his roots were, and he celebrated his roots. That turned into an extraordinary television special, and that has created a lot of people in this country going back and trying to figure out what their roots are. Alex Haley is that man.
Right. Well, that's that's an interesting hero for you to think about, and I agree with you about that. Think of all the people that we've known, in either personally or we've known about through the popular press and everything, who when we find out about them, by the time we know about them, they have they're celebrities, so to speak. But what we don't know is how many years they labored, as you say, in obscurity and kept going when nobody else gave them any interest.
Well, a lot of the people out there like that. Of course, celebrity isn't necessarily important to being a hero, in my view. There was a guy named Eddie Skutnik, a government clerk, $13,000 a year, when a plane smashed into the Potomac Bridge in the Potomac River.
Oh, yeah.
In Washington, this guy jumped off the bridge and saved a woman in an icy water. I asked him why he did it. He said, well, no, who wouldn't do it? I just had to do it. I said, what are you doing now? He said, I went back to my job at my desk.
Yeah.
Eddie Skutnik is a hero.
Well, and there was another guy in that same crash that kept pushing people to the lifeline instead of going, and even though he was next, he kept pushing people toward the lifeline with a helicopter, and finally he didn't make it. And so I don't know what that guy's name was, but he was a hero, no question about that.
I think the fellow in the plane in Pennsylvania who said to his cohorts when the Al-Qaeda tried to take over the plane, what are we waiting for? And they brought that plane down.
Right, absolutely.
That guy was a hero.
I'd like to talk about a couple of other heroes, actually several thousand other heroes, Bob. Our men and women in uniform across the world on standing a post on behalf of freedom and on behalf of us.
Jim, I was in Atlanta, Georgia, in the airport the other day, and a quiet came over the airport. And the quiet was there was a small detail of men and women coming back from Iraq, walking through the airport in step, and the people just cheered. And
yeah,
a chill went up the spine of everybody in that room.
That's not only good for those people, that's good for America, isn't it, Bob?
Great for America. Great day, no question about it.
Happy Columbus Day, Bob. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on the book. We'll see you next time.
Good to be with you.
Robert L. Dillon Schneider, ladies and gentlemen. That's the name on the book, A Time for Heroes. And as you heard me say before, I certainly recommend it to you. 29 after, I'll be right back with Rich Galen. Whatever you do, don't go away.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.